Okay, today's daf is Sota, daf Lamed Vav, and we are on Lamed Hey Amed Beis. A couple of lines after the two dots, we're going to start with Tanu Rabbanan. So we just had the discussion in the Gemara, how many stones were piled up, how many monuments did Am Yisrael make? We made three. The Marsha, based on the Sefer Ha'ikarim, said, based on the three Yesodos Ha'emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to instill in Am Yisrael as they went into Eretz Yisrael. So we continue now in this parak that we're still talking about the Har Grisim and Har Eval discussion. How do we get into this whole discussion? Because the Mishnah discusses what has to be said on Lashon HaKodesh and what can be said B'chol Lashon, and the Har Grisim and Har Eval Brachos needed to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, and that was back in the list on Daf Lamed Beis in the second of the discussions, that what are the ne'amarin b'lashon hakodesh. So says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Ketzad kasu Yisrael as haTorah. So how did Am Yisrael write the Torah on those stones? Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer al gabe avanim kasvua. They wrote it actually on the stones, directly on the stones. Shene'amar v'chasafta al ha'avanim es kol divrei haTorah azos v'gomer. They wrote it v'achar kach sadu osan basid. And afterwards, they covered it with a certain type of material, with a certain lime. After they wrote it, they covered it. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, "Once I ledvarecha heichlam du umo shaloso azman Torah." The whole purpose was ba'er heitev, write it in 70 languages so everybody can learn it. So covering it up after you wrote it, after you engraved it, is not going to serve its purpose. So what is the? You can't say that was the pshat, that they covered it with lime after they wrote it. So Amar lo, bina yisera nasam em HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the bina yisera. Right, I don't know how many times in Shas bina yisera comes up. Once it's talking about the women, right? They have bina yisera, and here it's talking about the umos haolam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them extra insight. Vishigru notirin shelahan, and they sent their sofrim, the kilfu es asid, and they peeled off the sid, the lime, from the words, vehisi'ua, and then they carried it back, and they carried it, and they learned from it. Right, so therefore, it was still possible, even though it was covered, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them bina to be able to come, and to realize it was there, and then uncover it, take it back, and learn from it. V'yaldavar zeh, nischatim gzardinam lebe'er shachas. And on because of this, they had a chasimas hadin, that they were destined to go to be'er shachas, to gehenim, shayelam lo mavala lamdu. Because you see, they could have learned. In this case, they had the Torah, and they could have realized what was demanded of them, v'lo limdu, and they didn't. Tosfos here, in Dibur Maskil V'yal Davar Zeh, Tosfos asks, why is this the reason why they were held accountable? Tosfos says, what about the other Chazal that we know, that B'shas Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to every nation in the world offering them the Torah, and they didn't accept it? So what do you mean, oh, because of this, they're going to be'er shachas? What about the other Gemara? It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and it's a Sifri in Zos HaBracha. Tosfos answers the Yesh Lomar, de onesh ze gadolhu, shala achra shaysak suva biyadam, v'lo ratzu lulmod. In a sense, it's even worse once you see it and then you reject it. If you don't accept it at all, okay, so that's one level. But if you see it and have it and have the possibility and then you reject it, so then Tosfos says, in a way, that is even worse. That is even worse. That's Tosfos's day. Then he quotes what about the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, that they said, well, you are in Kofalem Har Kegigas. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis. What about that? So maybe they didn't. They would have accepted it. Okay. Either way, this is the rejection of the Umos HaOlam. Either they saw and they rejected. Either it was Nira V'Nidcha, or it was Dichui Me'ikaro, just to borrow Lashonos from elsewhere. There's a thought we always like to mention from the Bali Musar on that Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It's really a fuller description is in the Sifri in Zos HaBracha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to all the nations of the world offering the Torah, and they said, well, Makasuba, what's written in it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo Sirtzach. Hashem says, Lo Sinach. And they say, what? That's what we do for a living. That's what we're always involved in. You know, we can't not kill. We can't not be no Eif. We can't. And then finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Am Yisrael, and Hashem says, you want the Torah? And they say, Nasa v'nishma. So ask the Bali Musar. I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to make a deal here. He goes to the Umos HaOlam, and he says, you want the Torah? They say, Ma kasuba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka says the Avera that they specifically can't hold up to. right? He says, Lo Sirtzach, to the, I forgot the exact, there was Yishmaelim, and there was Esav, all the different nations. And Dafka, the one item, the one Avera, that these nations have trouble with, so that is what they, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them. So, why does Hashem say that? They should say, Ma Kasaba, Hashem should say, you know, V'atarecha Kamocha. Hashem should say all these nice mitzvahs. Okay, of course, you have this mitzvah that's going to be difficult for you. But say that last. Don't say that first. It's as if he doesn't want the shidduch. Right, so what exactly is the message? So the answer given is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you want the Torah, they say Ma Kasavba. The second that they said Ma Kasavba, what's written in it, they have already rejected themselves. They have already said, no, this is not for us. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to know what's written in it? Meaning, your commitment is only based on understanding. What's written in it, that's not called commitment. I'm not interested in you. Lo Sirtzach. Lo Sinaf. Klal Yisrael, you want the Torah? Nasa v'nishma. We'll take it. We have no idea what's written inside, but that's called commitment. Right? We don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on understanding. We serve as if everything is a chok, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's my nation, nasa v'nishma, that's what is acceptable to me, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we can continue history and destiny from that point. Okay, so that is all opinion number one. Rabbi Yehuda says that the stones first had the Torah on it, and then the Sid, and then it was peeled off. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Al Gabi Sid Kasvua, first they covered the stones with lime, and then they wrote the Torah on top of that. Al Gabi records, the Torah talks about Sid, so you have to know it's there somewhere. The Kasvu Lahen Lamata, and then on the bottom, at the end of the daf, you wrote the following: Lamaan Asher Lo Yalamdu Eschem Lasos Kichol. Right, you write this pasuk that describes how we're not supposed to copy and emulate the nations of Canaan, and that's at the bottom of the daf. Vegomer Halamadata. So, what do you see from this whole discussion? Says Rabbi Shimon, Shemayu Chozrim B'Tshuva, I am a Kavlan Osam. That if they would be Chozrim B'Tshuva, the only reason we reject them is because they stand for certain principles and they're involved in certain activities. But if they would do tshuva, so then we would accept them. We would accept them. Let's just finish, and then we'll talk about this. Amar Rav Bar Shela, my time with Rabbi Shimon. How does Rabbi Shimon know that? Dechsev v'hayu amim misrafos sid al iske sid. The nations. How does he know that they wrote it on the sid? It's al iske sid, the Torah that was written on the sid, and it was revealed in front of them, and they didn't learn from it. That's their problem. Rabbi Yehuda, and what about Rabbi Yehuda, who says the Sid was covering? Ki Sid, ma Sid ein lo takana ela sreifa. Just like Sid, the takana is sreifa, so too, af onam, that's how it's used. That's how you remove it. Af osa makusim ein lo takana ela sreifa. So too, those nations that were in Eretz Yisrael, and if they did not accept what they were supposed to accept, the Sheva Mitzvos, Ger Toshav, so then they are only going to Sreifa. Rashi says Gehenim, Shekol Zman She'im is Gairin, Vein Kruyim Amim, Ein Chelkam Ela Misrafos Hasid. That's where they are going to Be'er Shachas, period. There is a hidden Machlokas Rishonim here. Let's just do two more lines, and then we'll talk about the machlokas. Keman azla hadetanya, the brisa that says as follows: v'shavisa shivyo, the pasuk ba yifas tower that you will take captives l'rabos kinaanim shebechutz la'aretz shem chozrin b'tshuva mekablen osam. Who is the one that says that they can be chozer b'tshuva and you could accept them? Keman Rabbi Shimon, that's going like Rabbi Shimon, right? Who says on the outside, you. Right, Laman, Ashali Lamdu Eschem, so you don't learn from them, so therefore if they don't act like that, so then they would be acceptable. A couple of points here. Number one is the Machlokas between Rashi and the other Rishonim. Rashi says here in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the first day up, that the nations of Canaan would not be accepted even if they did Shuva. The only allowance here is Shuva done for Chutz La'aretz, even Rabbi Shimon. Even Rabbi Shimon says it. I'm sorry, not just Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Shimon, because the language of the Gemara is L'rabos Kenanim Shebechutz La'aretz Shem Chozim B'tshuva. Rashi says Dima Maslov Akasvu Lo'odia L'shiva Umos Hayoshim Chutz Migvula Yisrael Shelo Nisabalach Rimam Ela Osan Shebesok Vulam Nisabalach Rimam. Rashi seems to say that only the people residing outside the land of Israel, those Shiva Amamim, Lo Sachaya Kol Neshama, period. That's what Rashi says. And other Rishonim do not say that. The Ramban, both say that if even the Sheva Amamin accept the Sheva Mitzvos, so then they would be able to be accepted, and they will be Lamas. The Ramban writes this Beferish Al HaTorah in Parsha Shoftim. He quotes Rashi on our Gemara. He quotes Rashi in Masechah Sota, and he quotes our Gemara, and he says, Ve'eino Nachon. I do not agree with this. Ki ba'arei ha'amim ha'ela, asher Hashem Elokecha nosen lecha nachala. Bahem, about those nations that live there inside Israel, Amar lamana she'ilamdu eschem, shemasu tshuva einen neharagin, ha'im azvu es Eloheihem, mutarn leishev sham. They're allowed to be there. There could be the chozer b'tshuva element, not chozer b'tshuva to become Jewish, right? That's not what our plan is. Chozer b'tshuva to keep the Sheva Mitzvos, to be a ger toshav. That would be allowed, and the Rambam also says the same thing. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim writes that we're Shoal B'Shalom of all nations, even the Sheva Amamin of Lo Sechaya call Neshama. So Rashi says, so what does that mean? Right, we're not interested in their becoming Jewish. Right, the Mefarshim explain. The Rambam says it Beferish. Tosis also here discusses, Tosis in the continuation, but what about the Gemara that tells us, let's say according to Rashi especially, what about the Gemara that tells us elsewhere that Rachav Hazona eventually married Yehoshua? Right, if Rachav married Yeshua, how were they able to do that? Tosis Larabos. Tema, Hecha Kiblu Larachav, Sharihi Aisa Mikinanim Shebesocha. Right, they go into Yericho, they saw, so how is it? So Tosis gives a couple of answers. Maybe it was Alpia Dibur Haya, special din. Number one, or maybe that din only applied after Am Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Here it was beforehand. She was already committed, and they made her a Chesed Shel Emes deal beforehand, and therefore it would be okay. Or like Tosa says, and the Ramban says, and the Rambam says, Chozer B'tshuva would be allowed. Right, all different deos that the Tosas brings. The last couple of skinny, medium lines. V'tzarech lomar, osan shayirotzen lahashlim, kodem sheyischil b'malacha rishona, v'yavrachav kiblu alei, kodem sheyischilu b'malchama. Right, that's the, it was beforehand, so it would be okay. Okay, discussions of Kabbalah's mitzvos by the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael. The other important discussion here is in the Maariv Chayis. The Maariv Chayis here knows, we mentioned this a day or two ago, from Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Nitziv, they both have tshuvas about this, but the Maariv Chayis says it right here. It's clear that Umos HaOlam are learning Torah. It's clear. There has to be limitations. The Gemara elsewhere that says that a non-Jew is not allowed to learn Torah, and the Rambam that says that the only two mitzvahs that non-Jews are not allowed to be involved in are Shabbos and Talmud Torah, there has to be limitations on that, because these Gemaras are explicit that Yudavka write the Torah so they could get it, and because they didn't learn from the Torah, they're held accountable. So you have to say that they're allowed. So what exactly is the Heter? So he goes through the different opinions. Afa got the Kaimalan, says the Maariv Chayis. The Gemara Chagiga Yud Gimel. Asar Limsar Divrei Torah Lo'ovid Kachavim. Lo Asa Ken L'chol Goy. Kfar Chalko Aposkim. Bein Torah Shebal Peh. To Asar Aval Torah Shebechsav Shari. So one of the major Chilukim is Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebal Peh. This was only Torah Shebechsav was written down. The Iker Hadlo Not Nu Torah Shebal Peh Bechsav. Kedei Shelo Yomer Umos Yisraelim Anachnu. And that was Dafka why Torah Shebal Peh wasn't written down. To keep it the unique and special connection between Am Yisrael and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And then he says, Va'od b'davke nakarovi kachavim shel oso azman, d'lahem hutra, mitam shehevi rashikan, shelo yehe lehem pischon peh, lomar lo hayilonim mehechan lilmod. So maybe that generation had a heter, because they were supposed to see what the Torah was about. And they could have come over if they wanted to, but they didn't. But maybe later generations are more chamar. It's interesting that other Rishonim say exactly the opposite. Like the Meiri writes, maybe only in the earlier generations was there a problem. But later generations, now they're not really over the Avodah Zarah, so then that would be easier. Okay, either way, either direction, that is a big discussion in the poskim, exactly what is allowed, what is not allowed. Maybe it's only aser bikfius, but a one-time thing is okay. Maybe it's okay to express the niflaos habore, that's a language of the Shulteki Borim in one place, to inspire, even if one is not going to go learn it bi'iyun, right? All different deis related. Okay, now we're on the top of Lamavav and Aleph, just one final ha'ara, and that is relating to the last point that we just mentioned. We just mentioned Bishavisa Shivyo, the raya of taking captives from the Parsha of Yifas Toar. There is, just to be aware, a Machlokas Rishonim also about how to understand Yifas Toar. Right? It has many ramifications, including, you know, David's children, were they related to each other or not? There is a Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and Maseches Kiddushin. regarding what is the heter of Yifas Tohar. What is allowed? So you can take a captive. Is Bir Rishona allowed b'milchama? So the Pashto says, yes, that's the whole Petter of Lo Nitna to Lodibra Torah Ela Keneged Yetzahara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands this is the only time we have such a concept of Lodibra Torah Ela Keneged Yetzahara. So the Pashto says that Bir Rishon is allowed in battle. And that's why the Pasuk says in Navi, when Tamar was about to be raped by Amnon, she says, stop it, let's talk to our my father, and he'll let us get married. What do you mean he'll let us get married? They were brother and sister. The answer is Tamar's mother was still a Yifas Tohar in the battlefield, so she was still not Jewish at the time that she was impregnated, the mother, and therefore they were really not related to each other. So that's Tosfos' big raya against Rashi. Rashi says that Bir Rishona is not allowed to be Milchama. Right, the allowance is that you're allowed to take this girl back home, but not be a Rishon of Bimalchama. Tosfos says, how do you explain that Gemara? So there's different opinions how to explain the Gemara that they were the Pasuk that they were not related, even according to Rashi. Maybe be a Rishon is allowed before Gerus, but at home. Or other, many achronim, the Divrei Yecheskel and Minchas Chinuch have an amazing suggestion that because it, based on the Ritva there in Kiddushin says, because it's a Gerus Balkarcha, so therefore, it's not a full gerus, and only certain halachos kick in. It's a gerus balkarcha le'inyan heter bia, but it's not a gerus balkarcha that this person is Jewish, and therefore the children are still not Jewish, even according to Rashi. So that's a big discussion in Kiddushin. And Daf Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Rashi, Tosfos, Ritva there, and hopefully at another time we'll have time to go a little more in depth. Okay, now let's continue. We continue the Tosefta now. The Tosefta that we've been discussing bits and pieces of it over the last daf and a half. So now we continue discussing it and quoting it. Bo re'ei kama nisim nasu b'oso ayom avru Yisrael sayardein. How many nisim happened that day that Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yarden? B'oso ayom. Avru Yisrael sayardein ubo lahar grizim alar evil yesem ishishim mil. They traveled a tremendous distance on that day. They came to Argizim and Arevol, which was all the way up north by Shechem. They traveled it that day, more than 60 mil. Ve'en kol bir yechol la'amod bifneihem. And no nation could stand in front of them. Right? They were scared. Ve'chol ha'omed bifneihem miyar nitraz. And whoever stood in front of them immediately lost all of their physical control. They lost all of their ability to hold in their waist, and their waist came out. Rashi says, "Miskalkal mirei." Right? They were so nervous. Right? We had earlier. Does being scared? What does that cause? Does that cause being closed up, or that cause being open? Remember, we had two gemaras. Does it cause nida, or does it not cause nida? It depends if it's shock or if it's slow trepidation. Machlokas v'tischalchal malka ma'od by Esther versus this gemara. The Mishnah nida charada misalekas as adamim. So here too, they were so scared. Miyad nitraz shenemar ves emasi hashalach lefanecha. Hashem promises that my awe I will send in front of you. Vahamosi eskala amasher tavo bahem v'gomer, I will instill fear into all the nations. Va'omer, and it also says, we say it every morning, tipol aleihem emas v'afachad. Hashem is going to instill fear and awe in all those around us. Once we have this pasuk quoted, so we quote the drasha that it appears a couple of places in Shas. Ad yavar amcha Hashem, ad yavar amzu kanisa. What are those two phrases of until the nation of God passes through? Ad yavar amcha Hashem, zu bir rishona. That's a reference to the first time we went into Eretz Yisrael. That the nation of God goes in, bir rishona. The first time we went in with Yoshua ben Nun. Ad yavar amzu kanisa, zu bir shnia. That's the second time we went in with Ezra. Second time we went into Eretz Yisrael. Amor, me'ata, you see they're compared in the pasuk. So what do you see from here? Ru'uyin hoyu Yisrael, la'asos lahem neis, kebibir ishniya, kebir ishona. So you see, the fact that they're compared, and Moshe Rabbeinu and Klai Yisrael prophesized about this, the second bia should have been just like the first bia, just like the first bia was with crossing the Yarden and Nisim and amazing miracles that took place in the process. So the second one should have also been like that. Ela shegaram hachet, but we weren't zocha. We weren't Zoche, and therefore we only went in a much more natural realm. What chet are we talking about here? What chet? So Rashi says, the sins that we did during Bayis Rishon. those chataim still had an effect on the how we went back in during Bayisheni. That's what Rashi says right here, quoting from a pasuk from Ezra. If you look in the Marsha, he says, no, it's the chait that we didn't all come back during Bayisheni. The fact that most of Am Yisrael stayed in Bavel, and we weren't interested in building the second base of Migdash. That was the chait. That was discussed. So, machlokas what the chait was. Rav Yashiv points out here, discusses that the Rambam writes in Uchad Yisodi HaTorah, that a Navi, when he gives a prophecy, how do you test whether a Navi is saying the truth or not? So Navi Emes, Navi Sheker. But then he also discusses a halacha that is based on Chazal. If a Navi gives a Nevua Latova and it does not come true, you know he's a Navi Sheker. Because once there's a Nevua Latova, it has to come true. If it's a Nevua Lara, so then it's possible that it won't come true because we did Tshuva. But if it's a Nevua Latova, it has to come true. Because once Hashem says it, he says it. So he asks Rav Yashiv, he quotes the Tzlach in the beginning of Brachos, so what about this Gemara? Ad Yavram Chah Hashem, Ad Yavram Zukanisa. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu prophesize? And Am Yisrael and Az Yashir, that the second B is also going to be unbelievable. What do you mean we blew it? But I thought a Nevuah that's given Al Derech Navi and prophesized, so then that's it, it has to come true. So that's the kasha of the Noda Bihuda, the Tzlach and Brachas, where you see this Gemara appears in Brachas Navdalid, Sotel Amid Vav, and Sanhedrin Sadiches. So the Tzlach there asks, it's what's happening here. So it says that Tzlach and a very ironic answer. It's ironic because Moshe Rabbeinu is the, as we mentioned many times, is a unique Navi in four different ways. But maybe, says the Tzlach, that's exactly the point. Any other Navi that is proven true by his Nevuah, that's where this rule applies. That the Nevuah Latova has to be true. But Moshe Rabbeinu, who's not being held true based on the Nevuah, we already know Moshe Emes, Vesaraso Emes. Any other Nevuah involved? No, we know Moshe Rabbeinu is one of the Animamins. Nevuah is Moshe, Eina Tzricha Raya, La Amitute, Shaharev, Aminu Bashem, of Moshe Avdo, Upeal Peal Daberbo, De Nevuah, So Shonem, Mikola Nevi'im, Ubei, Delo Be'inan Raya, Gami Tovala Ra, Yechol Lehisape, Chai De Grema Sachet. So ironically, because Moshe Rabbeinu is unique, he doesn't need his Nevuah to prove anything about his status, and therefore that Nevuah can be overridden. Or the Rav Yashiv himself writes, he says, who says this Nevuah really, right, the Nevuah was that we had the potential to be Zoche to such an entrance. Didn't say that it was going to happen. It was compared, and that all, it didn't say that this was going to happen. It was compared in that it could have happened. But, Lav Dafka, that it was Vade going to happen, right? So therefore, it left open the possibility of Gram Achei. He says something very similar to that, but that's the Tzlach and Rav Yashiv. The other point to mention here, you can't do this Chazal without mentioning the Meshech Chachma. We mentioned this a couple of, last week, I think, outside, but he says it on this pasuk, Ad Yavaram Chashem, Ad Yavaram Zukanisa, the Bia Rishon and the Bia Shnia. The Meshech Chachma discusses the sheet of the Rambam, what we paskin, and that is Bia Rishona and Bia Shnia. The Meshech Chachma describes why is it that the Bia Rishona was batel, right? Kitchel Shaita, velo kitchel asalavo. It was ruined. You read this Gemara. The first time they went in, it was unbelievable. So that should be broken. While the second time they went in quietly with Ezra. Well, we mentioned the Malbim in the past. That it's fascinating that the leaders of the entrance were Yehoshua and Ezra. Right, the words Moshia and Ozer are both words that mean help. But the Malbim says, if you look through Navi, Moshia means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it himself, but Ozer means we're going to have part in it. Melech Ozer u'Moshia u'Magen. We see in every Shemona Esrei. So the names reflect Yehoshua, Moshia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything. Right, all the Nisim and the flows. Ezra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, was behind the scenes. There were no Nisim, like our Gemara says. So the Meshech Chachma says, so why is it that the first Knisa, the first Bia, was Batel, while the second Bia was not Batel? So he quotes that Gemara in Bechoras Mem Zayin. Levia shenev elas be'ilas nus. The Levia, that's nivala bias nus, nostin lamina meiser v'ocheles. She could still eat meiser rishon. She's a bas levi, even though she's nivala l'pasola. Kohenes, kivan de'ivala, havi le'kizara. a Kohen is a Bas Kohen. Once she's Niv'eles, so she's like a Zara. V'afilu Kedushas Leviya paka mimena. She even loses her Kedushas Leviya. She loses everything, says the Gemara in Bechoros. So says the Meshech Chachma, why is that? Skipping a little bit now. So he says, the first Bia was unbelievable. Kibush, Eretz Yisrael. What does the Pasuk say? Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem. Ad Yavaram Zukanisa. Why is Hashem mentioned the first time? Because he was very involved openly the first time. It was Ayidei Ha'aron. Kein Beis HaMikdash Ayidei HaGilu Shechina. V'lachein Ki Chatu Yisrael Paka Kedushasam Legamrei. V'avikilu Lo Nechbeshu. That's why it was so unbelievable. It was so delicate and fragile. And that's why when it was broken, it was gone. Aval Bayesheni Shelo Haya Kibush Ayidei Aron. Shelo Haya Aron. U'bebayis HaMikdash Lo Haya Shechina. Remember the five things the Gemara says in Yuma that were missing in the second Beis HaMikdash. Imkein Lo Havia Kedusha Baroma Mala. Ad Ki Difka Me'ashi Mamon Va'achurban. No, imagine if you have a glass jar that falls off a stool, right, that's close to the floor, it might not break. But if you have a glass jar that falls off a counter, of course it's going to smash. Because the higher it is, so when it falls down, it's going to shatter. So too, that's the Tukniso, says the Meshech Chachma. If you have a very low-level entrance, okay, it's going to last, even if it's broken. But if you have a very high level, that's Ad Yavram Chashem, that's this Gemara. Ad Yavram Zukanisa. The Meshech Chachma is on that Pasuk. V'lachei b'bayi sheni, kiman she'enu elo rak begeder, machon l'shchinas Hashem, havi kamo gilyone sefer Torah, u'kamo kedushas levim, she'em rak nesunim lakoanim. It's not ultimate kedusha, and therefore it will break. V'dok heitev. And he ends off by saying, and this is a good one. V'doke teiv, Meshech Chachma has various phrases that he says at the end of Vartz that he's excited about. He says, v'zeh nachon ma'od, v'zeh matok midvash. Here he says, v'doke teiv. Doke teiv. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, we're continuing the Tosefta. V'achar kach, evi'u as ha'avanim, u'banu as ha'mizbeach. Afterwards, they brought the Avon and they built the Mizbeach, Visitu, right out of the Yarden, Visitu, Basid, they covered it, Fakos Valem, it's called Divri HaTorah, B'Shivim Lashon, Shinemar Be'erei Teif, they wrote it in 70 languages, Ve'helu, Olos, Ushlamim, Va'achlu, V'Shasu, V'Samchu, and they brought Karbanos, and they had a party, and they were B'Simcha. Remember, finally, after 40 years, they're in, they came in, this is it, they finally made it, U'Birchu, V'Kilu, and they went through the Brachas and the Klalos, V'Kip, and then after that, the Kiblos Avanim Ubovalanaba Gilgal. They went to Argizim and Arevel, and then we came back to Gilgal. It was a busy day. Shinamar Vahavartem Osam Imachem, bring them with you. Vinachtem Osam Bamalon. Yachob Chamalon Vamalon. You might think they have to go with you every step of the way. No, Tamalon Marsha Talinubo Halaila. Where you are that first night. Viksiv Eshtemasrav Havanimo Ela Sher Lakhu Minayardain Hekim Yeshua Bagilgal. Right, he brings them. That's why they brought it with them. Period. Tana Tzira lo avrimahem. The Brisa says that the hornet, the Tzira, the special bug that was going to protect them, did not go across with them. Vilo v'aksiv v'shalachtias at Tzira lefanecha. Amreb Shimon Lakish al sfas Yarden amda. Right, Rashi quotes this al Torah. It stood on the edge of the Yarden v'zarka behenmara, and it threw, it spit its poison v'simta einayhem milamala, and that blinded the Kanaanim from above v'sirsasan milamata, and were mesaris them, right, ruined their reproductive organs from below. Shneamar v'anochi yishmadati es ha'amori mipneihem asher kegova arasim gavo. I destroy the Amori who are like the tall cedars. You mean something above their eyes? The chason hu ka'alonim. And they are protected like the oak trees, v'ashmid piryo mima'al v'sharashav mitachas, above and below. V'gomer says one answer, that it stood and it threw its poison and it affected. Both Rav Yashiv, and doesn't quote it, but the Chafetz Chaim, in the Hagdama to Avas Chesed, in a footnote in the Hagdama to Avas Chesed, he quotes this Gemara and says, why, up and down, Kenanim were descendants of Cham. What did Cham do wrong? Two things. He looked at his father, and according to Chazal, he did something else with his father. He was Masaris, his father. He started to do something else with his father, because would Noach have gotten so upset at him for just looking? That's what Chazal assumed. He was Masaris him, or something related. So that's why Dafko, his descendants were punished. in these two ways: the eyes and the sirus that occurred. Nedra acharkach bnei Kanan shayimizaro mida kneged mida misarson misame inayim. That's in the psicha to avas chesed. The Chavos Chaim writes that mida kneged mida. That's one day. Back to the Gemara, third to last skinny line. Rav Papa amar shtei tzuros have. No, really, there were two. Chada de Moshe v'chada de Yeshua, de Moshe lo avar, de Yeshua avar. There were two. One, it was a tag team, right? The tzira of Chutz La'aretz stayed, and the tzira of Eretz Yisrael of Yeshua went in with them. Fine. So now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah, and we got into this whole discussion 4 blot ago, Daf Lamed Beis, said, Shisha Shvat Demal L'Rosh HaGrizim, V'chulu. 6 went up to HaGrizim, 6 went up to HaEval, and the Karnim and Levim were in the middle, and then they had the whole process. My Vehachetzio. It says, the Pasuk says, 6 went to HaGrizim, and the other half, Vehachetzio, as if we know what the other half is. Vehachetzio, it should have just said Vehachetzio. What's Vehachetzio, and the other half? So, Amar of Kahana, Kederach Shachalukin Kan, Kachalukin Ba'avne Ephod. It's referring to another split up, as they were split up on the Ephod. We know the Shvatim were written in two different ways on the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. On the Choshen, they were written, and also they were written on the Avne Miluim, the Avne Ephod, that were on the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol, 6 on each one. So just like they were split up, 6 on each one there, so too they were split up here. So that's the half. The half is referring to that half as it was split up there. Meisve, is it really true that it's split up the same way? Shtei avanim tovos chayelo lekoin gadol aktefav. He had two special stones. Achas mikan v'achas mikan. V'shemos shneimas or shvatim kasav aleihem. And you have the shvatim written. Shisha levin zu v'shisha levin zu. 6 and 6. Shene emar. Shisha mishmosam al ho'evin ho'achas. 6 on 1. There's the rest of the pasuk. V'shemos ha'shisha ha'nosarim. Alo Evan Ashenis Kisoldosum. And the other 6 that were left over were written Kitoldosum. It says the other 6 had no sarim. The Bali Musar say every Jew has to looked at himself as if he is notar of other Jews. We're all one. No sarim, the ones that were left over. So, but it says kisoldo sum, like their generations, like they were born. Shnia kitoldo sum, below Rishona kitoldo sum, says the Chazal. Says the Brisa that the second one, they were written in birth order. Velo Rishona Katoldo Sam. But the first one was not in birth order. Why? Mipnei She Yehuda Muktam. Yehuda was first. And therefore, what was the order? Rashi quotes it here. Rashi quotes in Kasoldo Sam. So the second one had God, Asher, Yisachar, Zvulun, Yosef, and Yamin. Right? Those were written in order. And then the first one had Yehuda first. And then Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Dan, and Naphtali. Right, so he took Yehuda out, he put him first. That's how the 6 were written. And the Gemara now continues. The Chamishim Osios Hayu. And there were 50 letters altogether. Esrim V'chamish Alevin Zu, V'esrim V'chamish Alevin Zu. If you do the math, it's 25 on each one. All the letters added up. The Gemara will say, on Amud Beis, there's really 24 on the second one. Doesn't work, but there's 25 and 20, oh, almost 25. So that is the first day. If you look in Rashi, in Tetzaveh, he quotes a different opinion. So we're not going to get into there now about what the order was of the Shvatim. But we'll talk about that maybe in a minute more. Rabbi Chanina Gamliel Omer, Chanina Gamliel says, Lo kederash ha-chalukin b'chomei shapakudim, chalukin b'avne eifod. Not as they were split up in Chumash HaPakudim, right, in the beginning of Bamidbar, that is not how they were split up on the Avne Ephod, right? Ela Kederach Shechalukin, B'chumashayni. No, they were split up in the way that was split up in Shmos, right, the beginning of Shmos, when they went down to Mitzrayim, so that is exactly how they were split up on the Ephod. How? Ketzad, B'nei Lea Kisidron. B'nei Leah were in order, right? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvolun. B'nei Rachel, Echad Mikan, Ve'echad Mikan, U'b'nei Shvachos, Ba'emsa. What does that mean? Rashi says, Binyamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Yosef. Right? That's what Rashi says right here. Ella, Ma'ani, Mekayim, Kesoldo, Sam. According to the second day, what do you do with Kesoldo, Sam? Right? That means how they were born. Kishmosan, Shekara, Lohen, Avihen. V'lo kishemo shekara lahen Moshe. Like how their father called them and not how Moshe called them. That's all that means. Meaning what? Reuven v'lo Reuveni. Shimon v'lo Shimoni. Dan v'lo Adani. Gad v'lo Agadi. right? You call him the names that Yaakov called them, and not, you don't add on the yud and the hey that Moshe did in Bamidbar. Tiyufta, the Rav Kahana Tiyufta. So it's a kasha on Rav Kahana. Either way, because Rav Kahana, everybody agrees that how the Hargrizim and Arevo were not the same as the Avne Ephod. Hargrizim and Arevo, Rashi quotes here, we'll see later on. Or Shimon, Levi, Hudi, a totally different sequence. So Rav Kahana is definitely against both of these opinions, which are the two opinions of how it existed on the Avne Ephod. So therefore, we're going to have to come up with a different shot of what Vahachetzio means. Right, because we thought Vachetzio means the same way they were split up here on the mountains is how they were split up on the Avnei Ephod. That's not true. So we reject that. 2 points. Number one, the Rambam has another totally different shot. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash has a totally different shot of what it looks like. If you look in Klei HaMikdash, Perek Tes, he has a picture of it. He has Reuven, Shimon, but it goes back and forth from one to the other. Reuven on the right, Shimon on the left, Levi on the right, Yehuda on the left, Yisachar on the right, Zvulun on the left. He must have, the Kesef Mishnah discusses how it's against the Gemara. Unless he has he must have a different shot of what does it mean, he must hold like the second day, what does it mean, B'nei Shvachos Be'emsa. The Kesef Mishnah discusses how the Rambam must have a different shot of what that means. Not Be'emsa within one stone, but going across back and forth. Okay, just to know that's different. One other point, and that is, what is, this could be the only place in Shas that this is referred to. What is the language of the Gemara here? Says the second day, it's not split up like it is on the Ephod, but like it's split up in Chumash Sheni. What is Chumash Sheni? So we know that's Sefer Shmos. The Netziv does not quote it. Not sure why. But if you look in the Hakdama of the Netziv to Sefer Shmos, there he discusses the Shita of the Bahag. Meaning, what Shita? Every name of every Sefer in Chumash has a name. Right, Chumash Brachos is called Brachos, and the third sefer is called Toras Kohanim, and the third is called B'chumash HaPekudim. There's a name for everything. You know what the Bahag calls Shmos? Sefer Sheni. Sefer Sheni. Right, the Ramban calls it Sefer HaGeula, because it's a Hemshech, it's a Geula, it's the Sefer of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ask the Netziv, why doesn't the Bahag give a name to this Sefer? He gives a name to every other Sefer except for this one. If he wants to say Sheni, then the first one should be Rishon Sheni Shlishi Revi'i Chamishi. So the Netziv has a beautiful idea where he says, Shmos is really just a Hemshech of Bereishis. And we're not free. The whole story of creation is not completed until after Sefer Shmos, until we have a nation, and we have a Mishkan, and we have a Torah, right? All of that, that completes Bereishis. And that's what the Bahag emphasizes by calling it Sheni, not giving it its own independent name. Nimsa Dematan Torah Hu Gemar Habriya. Vahainu Hachti Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a beautiful piece here in the Hakdama of the... Every Hakdama of the Netziv is crucial. But here, that's his Hakdama to Shmos. But so in the footnotes here, in the new Hemek Dover, he points out, I don't know why, he quotes the Keren Pnei Moshe. Why didn't the Netziv quote the Gemara in Sota Lamed Vav? Right, that must be the source for the Bahag. Right, that he called this our Gemara calls Chumash Sheni. Baruch Hashem, though that we now know this, and we know that must be the basis for the Bahag. The Netziv's Vart still works that the Gemara calls it Chumash Sheni, but it just gives it a little more oomph. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Ve'elamai Vachetzio. So now we're back to the question: what is the half referring to? If it's not referring to the same way it was broken up earlier by the Avanim, Tana Chesio Shel Mul Hargrizim Meruba Me Chesio Shel Har Evil. It means the half. This half is more. That's what the half means. The way Rashi says it. We're going to get to that in a second. The way Rashi says it, Hachetzio Mimuat Shebechetzio. Right, that's what our Rashi says. Right, it's the half that's different than the first half. There's less people on this second mountain. There's more people on our Grizim, the Bracha mountain, than there is on our Eval, as it should be. Right? Why? Because Levi is below. What does that mean? Adarava. What do you mean? Levi is supposed to be with the Hargrizim ones, with the Bracha ones. So if Levi's not on the mountain, so the Hargrizim should be less. Adarava, Bnesha Levi Lamata, Batsri Luhu. No, so Hargrizim should even be even less. So no, Hachi Kamar. This is what the Brisa means. Even though Levi is below, but the Bnei Yosef are on our Hargrizim, and that outweighs, because they're very many. Remember, in Sefer Yoshua, there's only one Shevet that complains that their land is not big enough. Only one. And that's from the Bnei Yosef. Madu natatali nachla goral echad v'chevel echad v'ani amrav. I have so many, and they complain. So you see there were so many. V'yomer alehem Yoshua, and Yoshua says, imam ravata ale lechayara. If you're alive, go to the forests. Go to the forests. What do the forests mean? What are the forests? So if you look, the pashas of the pasuk, if you look in the radak, there in Sefer Yoshua, in Perag Yud Zayin, when the Bnei Yosef come, the Radak says it was just the Bnei Menashe. Because if you look at the numbers, they had the most expanded Shevet from Yetzias Mitzrayim until now. The proportions were huge. And we know, the Gemara explains, how they didn't split up the land based on how the populace when they went into Eretz Canaan. It had to do with the Yotzi Mitzrayim, and then it was complicated, Machlokas, Rashi, and the Ramban, exactly how it happened, discussed in Parshas Pinchas, but Yoshua tells them, go to the forests. So the Pashtis means, Yoshua is telling them, I can't change the Nachala because that was based on the Urim Betumim, based on the Goral. But you know what? You have a lot of property that is underdeveloped. You know, go to the forest, chop down the forest, and build there. So on this, that's the Pashtus. But the Gemara here is having a deeper level. What do you mean the forest? Yeshua is telling them, yeah, you have a lot of bracha, but keep it quiet. Amar lahen, lechu ve'echbiu asbechem be'ya'arim. Go hard yourself in the forest. Shlotishlo bechem ayin hara. That you don't have ayin hara being sholit on you. Because we know, if there's open bracha, so that might be affected. So Amrule, they tell the Bnei Yosef, say back to Yeshua, don't worry about it. Zare de Yosef, lo shalta be'in abisha. Now we're from the Zera of Yosef, who don't have ayin hara affecting them. Dechsiv, ben parat Yosef, ben parat ayle ayin, the psukim in Parshas Vayechi. V'yamer Rabbi Yevo, about Yosef, v'yamer Rabbi Yevo, atihi kore ale ayin, ela ole ayin. Read it as ole ayin, those who go above the eye. Special bracha that Yosef has. Why? Going back, as we'll see soon, because Yosef was kovesh his own yetzer about his eyes, Eishes Potiphar, so that's why his descendants got a bracha related to the eyes of being protected from the evil eye. Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina Amar Mehacha, different pasuk. V'yidgu laro b'kerav ha'aretz, ma'u dagim shebayam, mayim machasin aleihem, vein ayin sholetes bahen, just like the fish, water covers them, and there's no ayin that sees them, that's controlling them. Avzar shel Yosef, ein ayin sholetes bahen, so too, the descendants of Yosef, no ayin hara, controls them. Look at Rashi for a second. The Yidgu Larov, what does Rashi say? Kain Birchan Yaakov Lomanashev Ephraim. That's the bracha that Yaakov gave to Menashe and Ephraim. All the Achronim ask. Often, Rashi will say, like, where a pasuk is if it's in some far-flung Sefer in Navi. If it's a pasuk in Nehemiah, sometimes Rashi will say pasuku bechent Nehemiah or pasuku beEzra. But this is a pasuk in Vayechi. What's Rashi telling us? Oh, by the way, you should know, this is the, what, Hamalach HaGol, we're not familiar with that pasuk. For you go to Rabbi Kareva Aretz. What is Rashi adding? So maybe the Eitz Yosef, the Anaf Yosef, all the Mefarshim in the Ein Yaakov discuss, well, what, why do we have to have a second pasuk anyway? The first pasuk is good. Ole Ayin. What do you have to have a Yidgul Aro for? So the Anaf Yosef and the Eitz Yosef all get into the act. Maybe one of them is not enough. Because the Yidgul Arov, right, the first pasuk of Ole Ayin, maybe only refers to Yosef. I'm sorry, let me just find it. The Medrash says in Parshas Naso, Yaakov Avinu, when he gives the bracha to Vinezeh Peli, Leos Rashi, More Makom Hamikra, my Dekari Beiravu, Veneer Lafia Medrash. The Medrash tells us, Sheramas Yaakov Lebenos Slavchad, Shahayu Chamisha, Kemo Dagim, Shenivru Biyom Hei. The Yidgul Arov might only be referring to Benos Slavchad, who came from Yosef. And the other pasig of Ole Ayin, maybe it's referring to somebody, Mish Ramaz Yaakov, Misha Shmo Nun, Shehu Dag Yachlis Yisrael La'aretz. Also referring to Yoshua ben Nun, Dafka, how do you know it refers to others? So that's why, V'yidgul Arav, Kachperich Yaakov, L'manashev Ephraim, Al-Kain, E-Efsher L'Farish, Rak, Masha, Bracha, Shaychel, L'Shneim, Yachtov, but it's not limited. Well, he goes through the different psukim. I'm not giving you justice here, but the Anav Yosef goes through why each one is required. And the Eitz Yosef as well, but they go through what Rashi is teaching me. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Hani, fifth wide line. Hani, chamishim osios, chamishim nachi chada avian. It's 49. It's 25 and 24. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Yosef, Hosif Elohos Achas. If you look on the stones, Yosef is spelled with an extra letter. Shenamar Edis be Hosef, Samo, Betzetzor Lares Betzrayim. Yosef is spelled Yehosef. Maskav Larav Nachman by Yitzchak, Kisoldo Sambeinan. But what do you mean? It says as they were born. Yosef wasn't born with that extra hay. He was born Yosef, not Yehosef. Ella, Kola Torakula, Binyamin Ksiv. You're right, this is the reason. Usually Binyamin is only spelled with one yud. Vehacha Binyamin Shalim. He's spelled with two yuds. Kidachsiv Aviv Karalo Binyamin. Right, the Marsha here says, because there are two different reasons why Binyamin is called Binyamin, Ben Yamini, that has two yuds in it. So that when he's born, we want to emphasize the reasons he's called Binyamin. That's why you have two yuds there. And the rest of the time, you don't have to have both yuds. Amar of Chana bar Bizna, Amar of Shuma Chasida, Yosef, or we had this earlier. Yosef Shekidish, Shemayim Baseser, Yosef, that sanctified God's name in private. Hosifu Olavos Achas, Bishmo Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, he gets one letter of Hashem's name. Yehuda Shekidish, Shem Shemayim Befarhesia, Nikra Kulu, Ashmo Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. Yehuda did it in public, he has Hashem's name in his name. He has Yudke Vav. Okay, the whole name in Hashem. Interestingly, how do we abbreviate Hashem? If we want to write Hashem, sometimes we write a hey, sometimes others write a dalet. Right? Where does that dalet come from? It's the letter in Yehuda that's not the Shem Hashem. Right, that's the one letter. Maybe that's also where it comes from, why that we have to use that letter. Yosef Mahi. So where was Yosef? Mekadesh himself, Tichsiv, Chazal, this week's Parsha. It was that day, and he came to the house to do his work. Rabbi Yochanan says, you see from here, he came to do his work. You see that even Yosef had kavana la'avera originally. We'll get back to that. One says, no, he came to do his work. Right, he worked in the house of Potiphar. The Chadamar Lasos Shrachav, and one says, no, he came for Avera. Nichnas Vein Ishmian Shabayis Vagomer, there was nobody there. Efshar Bayis Gadol Kabeso Shaloso Rasha, Lohayabo Ish, there was nobody there in the whole house. Tanit Verabi Shmoel, Oso Ayom Yom Chagam Haye, it was their holiday. Vahokul Kul on the base of Avodas Kochavim Shalahem, they went to their house of Avodah Zarah. Vihiyam Ralohen Cholahi, and Ashes Potiphar said, I'm sick, I can't go. Amr, she said, Ein li yom shenizkak li Yosef kayom hazeh. There's no better day like today. There's nobody else around. Today I'm going to get him to be with me. And what happened? Well, the Tosfos deals with, top Tosfos. And the Achronim also. It doesn't say explicitly that Yosef had bad kavana. So why are we darshaning that? Why, if, you know, we are, other times there are certain allusions in the text, why we darshan it. So why, Yosef at tzaddik, why would we darshan that he did something wrong here? So Tosfos says maybe it's from the Lashon of Bia, Vayavo Habaisa, or the others, other Achron in the Maharal Bach discusses other reasons why. But you have to find diyukim in the psukim in order to know why Chazal darshened it l'ra here. But this b'seya b'vigdo le'mar v'gomer, and she grabbed his beged, ba'osa shah ba'asa d'yuklu shalaviv and erzal b'chalon. Famous at that moment, he sees the picture of his father in the window. He remembers his father's misora. Amar lo Yosef, asidin achicha shi kaswal avnei eifod v'yata b'neyem. Yosef, your brothers are going to be written on the avanim of the eifod and you're amongst them. Ritzon chashi macha shimcha mi b'neyem. You want your name to be erased? Vatikare roez zonos, and you'll be amongst the zonos, tichsiv roez zonos ya'abed hon, you're gonna lose a ton. Miyad vatesha beis an kashto. Immediately, he got strength. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Meir, sheshava kashto leisano. He calmed down. He wasn't excited anymore. Vayafoz is roe yadav. What does that mean? Noiz yadav bakarka. Vyasa shech bazer mi bein siparne yadav. An amazing chazal. Literal, not literal. Right, the shech bazera that he was overcoming his passion, his unbelievable power to do that. So it came out of his fingers. He put his fingers into the ground and he dug in, which he caused himself pain. Might just mean he caused himself pain, and the Zera didn't go out in the normal way. And midei Avir Yaakov, migarm lo shiichakek alavnei eifod, ela Avir Yaakov. He remembered Yaakov Avinu, and that was what saved him. Misham roa evan Yisrael, just continuing the psukim, misham zacha v'naaser roa. Shenema roa Yisrael, Yosef is called the roa ha'azina nohe kitzon Yosef. Right, so that's what he was called. Stop there for a moment. I guess we'll have to stop there because there's a couple of points to mention. And that is Tosfos. Tosfos here quotes Rabbi Moshe Hadarshan. Tosfos says, "V'ein ish me'anshei habayis." So there was no man from the house. So Chazal Darshan, but there must have been a man that was not from the house. So who was the man not from the house? That's Yaakov Avinu. Right? Michlal de ish acher shalomi anshi abayis. Klomar, chaluk umuflag mitoritz anshi abayis. A different category of man was there. That's the mus, the yokno, shel aviv. The Marsha says he saw the kisei hakavod with Yaakov's name and face on the one of the four faces. That's what he saw there. Ask the achronim. Rav Yashiv asks, if Yaakov's face came, so why does Yosef get all the credit? Right? He was Kovish as Yetzer. What do you mean? Yaakov Avinu was staring at him. Right? So why does he get all the credit there? Right? So what is the... It says, L'chor Kasha, Im Kain, Manis Gabriel Yitzro. Yesh Kan, the Miskari Yosef Atzadik. He saw his father. So he quotes the Bali Musar. He says, the Bali Musar says, no. Yaakov Avinu tells him, you know what? You're going to be off of the Choshen. You know what Yosef could have thought at that moment? Wait a minute. My brothers sold me into slavery. They wanted to kill me. And they're on the Choshen. Right? So I'm going to do this? I'll also do the Aveir and be on the Choshen. That's what Yosef could have rationalized. If I'm the only one off, come on, Dad. You know what the brothers did to me? It's impossible that they're going to be on the Choshen after what they did. So I'll get onto the Choshen too. I'm not worried about it. But he didn't do that. He didn't rationalize and he said, I'm not going to do this because I want to be on the Choshen. And he recognized that he didn't try to compare himself to others. So that's what he did. There's also an amazing Chizkuni. The Chizkuni, if you look in Parshat Tetzaveh, the Chizkuni also has a picture of all of the Shvatim that we know that on the Choshen, besides Avram Yitzchak, besides all of the Shvatim, we needed all the letters, and not all the letters are in the Shvatim, like Tess and Tzadi. So also on the Choshen, it also said Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov Shifte Yeshurun, and there were letters added on. I think there were five letters on each stone. So he has a picture, and after Yosef, that's where you have from Shifte Yeshurun. You have the Vav Nun of Yeshurun. So you have Yehosef. So he says, the pasuk here that says, you're going to Roez Zonos Yaabed Hon. You're going to lose Hon, the Hay from Yehosef, and the Vav Nun from Yeshurun. That's what's on the Yosef stone that he would lose. And that's the hidden remez in this pasuk, that if he would have done this, he would have been Ma'abed Hon. He would have lost those letters off of the Choshen. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. There's obviously a ton here, but we'll stop at the Shem. We'll start tomorrow with Tanya, continuing the story of Yosef, and then by the Shem, we'll get back to other issues relating to the Har Grizim and our Eval story and all of the Klolos and the Brachas of the different Britos that Hashem made with Am Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.